Now we're coming to the end of this CD, and you've already learned a lot of things. You'll have put a lot of effort into each of these exercises to really train your brain to think in new ways. And I really can't emphasize this enough. The only way you'll become good at storytelling is to train your brain, condition it, to grow the new neurology, the new connections that will allow you to just do this naturally and easily. In order to do that, throw yourself heart and soul into the exercises I've created for you, and you'll create a great benefit. Then I'll have some nice additional exercises at the end of this CD that you can do to make these things more hypnotic stories as well. Before we go there, though, I'd like to talk a few more concepts through with you. The first concept is something that you'll probably experience as a result of these exercises. It's called blocking and wimping. Now, you're telling stories now, which are basically making up as you go along. Now, what tends to happen is sometimes people frighten themselves because they don't know where they're going with it. They don't know if they can cope. And because they haven't learned to trust their unconscious mind yet, they begin to throw up blocks. For example, an example of a block might be where you tell a story and you loop around the same thing. You refuse to move to the next point. So maybe you're like in a wood and you keep walking around from this tree to that tree to that tree. Then you climb the tree, you go up the tree, you go down the tree, you climb the next tree. Notice how we're doing the same things over and over again. I'm actually blocking myself or wimping out from taking the next step. So wimping out is when you run round and round the same circle. Blocking is more when you refuse to take the next logical step in the story. For example, I'm walking through a forest and a little pixie comes flying at me. Now, the pixie looks at me and stares me down. So what's the next thing? The pixie's going to say something. So the pixie starts talking to me. At this point, I might block. In other words, if I'm afraid to think about what might this pixie say to me, instead of going down that road, I might go, oh, I've got to stop this somehow. So what I'll end up doing is I'll block it by saying something like, so I turn myself away from pixie and I carry on walking through a forest. I have just blocked the action that I've created. Don't do that. Create it as a matter of discipline that when you begin an action, you follow through with it. And then when you find yourself wimping out because you're running round and round the same circle, make a break for anything which is new and fresh. This is where the strange new world exercise is going to be really useful for you. Because there you constantly have to make a leap into the unknown. Make those leaps into the unknown. The unknown is actually known by your unconscious mind. It will connect the dots for you. That is what the Forrest Gump game was all about. It's all about connecting dots inside of your mind. Your unconscious mind cannot help but do this. There's an interesting article I read once where a scientist went around and decided to challenge all this New Age mysticism revealing numbers having some special significance. For example, the proportions on the pyramids of Egypt and things like that. Now, he did this in a very amusing way. He went around New York and he measured all kinds of rubbish or random things like rubbish bins and newspaper stands. And he noticed that the proportions of the newspaper stands had a direct proportion between the distance of the moon and the sun, for example. And that certain waste paper baskets were in direct proportion to the proportions of the Great Pyramids in Egypt. Now, the fact is, no one designed these waste paper baskets to fit the same proportions as those in Egypt. Some of these things come out naturally from pure principles of aesthetics, but most of them come out from the very human need and ability to connect the dots, to make connections. This is like that. Now, if you have that function inside you anyway, well, then your unconscious mind will connect all those dots for you inside of the stories. Just make sure that if you come across this phenomenon of blocking and wimping, that you recognize it and you make a point of stepping through it. Now, to make your life easier, only take one step at a time. What do I mean by this? Well, you only have to move the story forward by one piece of action at a time. So you don't have to think about the whole story from beginning to end at the beginning. All you have to know is what is the next piece. You have to know where am I right now and what is the next piece going to be. When you're lost in the forest, you don't need to know how you're going to get out. All you have to do is realize what the next thing is. So I'm on a path, so I have to follow the path. The path has to lead somewhere. So where does the path go? Well, in my mind, I just saw a witch's hut. So it goes to a witch's hut. So what happens with the witch's hut? I can't block it and leave it. I can't keep running around and around the witch's hut forever. That's wimping. I have to go inside. What do I find inside? Well, I'm going to find a witch, aren't I? The witch is going to say something to me. What's she going to say? Well, I don't know. At this point, I want to block it and maybe run away. But I can't block it because I know the emotion. So I'm going to say, the witch looks at me and says, you're just in time for dinner. So I'm going to ask her, what's for dinner? And she says, you are. So notice how I don't know what the story is going to be at any stage. All I know is, where am I right now? And what is the next logical thing? Remember, keeping it inside the circle makes it very simple, because the next logical step is already implied by the very story that you're telling. Bear these principles in mind, because it's going to make you a masterclass storyteller. And then you can start using this as a hypnotic story itself. So when you practice your storytelling out loud, either with a tape recorder or with a friend, make sure you pay attention inside yourself, that you're not blocking or wimping the action, and you'll be sure to succeed at this.